This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 27th of March 2022. Today is the new Amateurs edition and we turn our focus on to newcomers to the hobby. But all your oldies don't go away because there's something for everyone in today's News West. As usual, we acknowledge newcomers to the hobby and give a nod to others with new licences, and there's a couple of stories that newcomers and old-timers both will find to be informative. We have a John Moyle Field Day rap from Stuart, VK6MK, describing his experience and what he'll do to lift his chances in the next contest. And to round it off, we have Roy's Amateur Radio Helpline. News West is compiled by WA Amateur Radio News and is aimed at the Western Australian amateur radio community. However, our audience is wider than that. Our website is vk6.net, where there's information about how you can listen to News West, and our Perth Tech pages are regularly updated. I'm Bob, VK6, POP, the News West producer, and let's get on with it.
To encourage new amateurs on air, we'd like to share with you the people who gained and upgraded their license in the past month. In case you're wondering, there are 1,407 amateur licensees held in VK6 today, a net gain of 6 licensees from last month. Please welcome at Foundation Travis, Gary, Gavin, Johan, Gabe, Izzy, Camille and Cherise. At Advanced, Alan, and also Righting a Wrong from the days when the WIA controlled call sign allocation. The club call sign for Ham College, most aptly VK6PIG, has been reinstated as an advanced call, as all club calls should be under the regulations. For these new calls, congratulations on joining amateur radio. And hey, if you hear them calling, say g'day. Offer congratulations and, of course, positive encouragement if they seem a bit diffident. Help them make some noise. So let's keep the numbers growing. So come on, encourage someone you know who is keen but reluctant to get their license.
Earlier this year, I reached my 16th hamiversary. I can still remember the day my license became official. I'd sat the exam and passed and sent the paperwork in for processing, and I was playing the waiting game. I had just finished painting the house and I was on leave, and after a couple of weeks painting the house, I wanted to take a break. I arranged a leave pass with the spousal person. No doubt she was pleased to get me out of her hair for a while. So I packed up some camping gear, including a swag, and very importantly, I packed up some radio gear, just in case. I headed off into the southwest. On that very first day of my trek, I received a phone call from a bloke with whom I had done the course, and he told me that my license was all official and visible online. Whoopee! I needed to find a place to camp that had trees, so that I could sling an antenna up. I found a spot near greenbushes and began to sling, and managed to get a dipole in the air before dark. I made some food, then set up the rig. I found a net on 80 metres. I think I startled the net controller because I wasn't far from him as the crow flies, and my 10 watts into an 80 metre half-wave dipole was quite loud to him. Okay, so it's a nice story, however, let's get to the point of it. Something that encouraged me as a brand new amateur was the welcome afforded me by that group. I felt included, and of course I felt accomplished. My newly built antenna worked well. I wasn't surprised at that because I'd built dipoles previously in my CB days, and with this one, I had the use of an antenna analyzer. Nevertheless, I built it and it worked. How was your entry into amateur radio? Was it encouraging? Did it make you want to continue onwards, ever upwards, as they say? I really hope that your early experience was or will be positive. If it wasn't your experience, I'm sorry. I can only encourage you to forge ahead and put any negative experience behind you. Maybe you caught someone on a bad day. It's incumbent on all of us in this hobby to welcome newcomers, to put them at ease when they pluck up the courage to get on air, to give them advice and encouragement. I certainly received encouragement and help and advice from several people, and I'm grateful for that. So, newcomers, I can only encourage you to keep on keeping on. Find your niche in this great, diverse hobby of ours and get on with doing what you enjoy.
WA Amateur Radio News is pleased to confirm that Perth Tech 2022 is on the weekend of the 21st, 22nd and 23rd of October, and that the venue is the Gidgiganup Recreation Centre on 2J Road, Gidgiganup. The program will run over the whole weekend, with the main day of presentations being on Saturday. It will be a long day, with presentations from about 8:30 through to 1700 hours, when the bar will be open during the sundowner through to 2000 hours. That's 8 p.m. for those not feeling so well by then. On Friday evening, there'll be some sort of activity planned for those staying on site or nearby. This activity is free. On Sunday, we will offer practical workshops at various venues to be decided, depending on the nature and subject of the activity. The presidents of the Wireless Institute of Australia and the Radio Amateur Society of Australia have been invited, and both are planning to attend Perth Tech. Perth Tech is conducted and sponsored by WA Amateur Radio News with the generous help of other supporters. On-site parking is available for caravans and campervans. Powered and unpowered sites are available, as are showers and toilets. Attendance at Perth Tech is free, although there is a charge of $20, which will pay for your lunch and a couple of other things. Gidgiganup is only a 23-minute drive from Midland, which is a distance similar to driving up to Hepburn Avenue from the CBD on the freeway, but without the traffic. There is no public transport to Gidgiganup, so we suggest carpooling to assist everyone to attend. Visit our website, vk6.net, for up-to-date information about Perth Tech.
I'm certainly not an avid contester, but thoroughly enjoyed having a go at this year's John Moyle Field Day competition. I entered as a portable station camped on my son's property. There was no need for an early morning alarm, as my grandchildren camped with us also. I had great fun building a few suitable antennas in the weeks before the comp. I had no luck on 2 metres with a vertical, which was on top of a 6 metre aluminium pole, but made plenty of HF contacts on a trapped dipole. I'm already looking for a location with more elevation for next year. My trap dipole did get me through, thanks at times to some very persistent operators that could barely pick me up. I found it a challenge to get through to the East Coast stations when competing with stations that were a lot closer to them. I was very grateful for repeat local contacts across multiple time blocks and frequencies. I worked pretty hard for my contacts, putting in many enjoyable hours. As suggested in the news a few weeks back, distance points in HF certainly would level the playing field across the continent, even if it was only considered in the lower frequencies, say 160 to 80 metres. VK6 would then be sought after, and both stations would get rewarded for effort over distance. Another thought might be to add additional multipliers for points operating portable to portable. Perhaps times 2.5 points for portable to portable contacts might be considered. Anyway, great comp, and thanks to everyone that was involved and contacted me. 73s, Stuart, VK6MK.
Here's a quick item. This came from an email received from Jonathan Taylor, Kilo 1 RFD, on Friday. Jonathan is the developer of Echolink. And Jonathan said, from time to time, new versions of the Echolink apps for iOS and Android are developed, and it's helpful to get some feedback from pre-release testers before these versions are submitted to the respective app stores. If you're interested in helping with iOS or Android beta testing, please drop a note to beta@echolink.org and indicate which platform or platforms you're interested in. So that's beta@echolink.org.
News West is published and broadcast on every Sunday of the year, serving the VK6 call area and beyond. Our aim is to provide news that is about amateur radio or of direct interest to amateurs. Consequently, we don't use fillers to achieve a predetermined program length. We aim to produce a 30-minute program. However, if we only have 15 minutes of content to hand, the program will run for 15 minutes. This policy also explains why we sometimes run overtime, because we do get lucky. The WA Amateur Radio News Club call sign is VK6ARN, and we use the phonetics Victor Kilo 6 Amateur Radio News. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News, and you're listening to News West.
Well, this is an unverified story, however. There's no harm in the telling if it's not correct, and it would be helpful to a few people if it is. There was a post on Facebook earlier this week telling of a glitch at the ACMA that caused license renewal notices not to be sent out. So, just in case, if your license is due to expire around about now and you haven't seen the renewal notice, it'd pay you to firstly check your license expiry date. Then if it's expired or due to, jump on the phone to the ACMA licensing department and they can clear it up over the phone in a very short time. Make sure you have your credit or debit card handy before you call. So how did you go with a John Moore field day? I had a disastrous weekend radio-wise, but a great weekend camping in the forest with Wayne VK6VE. Next time we'll get the radio stuff right. We had an equipment malfunction, then a thunderstorm warning, so we packed up the radio gear by 9 p.m. Saturday and pulled down the antennas in the morning. However you went with a John Moyle contest, please remember to send in your logs by emails to jmfd2021 at wia.org.au. Note the 2021 is correct. The 2022 email address didn't happen. So again, it's jmfd2021 at wia.org.au.
Perth Tech is 7 months away, but planning is well advanced. We strive to make the program full and interesting and seek presenters who are well versed in their subject matter. We're ready now to call for expressions of interest from potential presenters. There's a simple online form to fill in. Name, contact details, and a short description of the topic that you'd like to present at Perth Tech. Most presentations should take 15 to 20 minutes, with 5 minutes allowed for questions and answers afterwards. Perth Tech will be equipped with audio-visual equipment. The online form is on the Perth Tech page of the vk6.net website. Travel assistance may be available for presenters selected from outside of Western Australia. Perth Tech is conducted and sponsored by WA Amateur Radio News with the generous help of other supporters. The website again is vk6.net and select the Perth Tech tab.
If you're new to amateur radio, or maybe you're not new but would like to refresh your memory about ionospheric layers and propagation, you need look no further than our own Australian Weather Bureau. You see, the Bureau of Meteorology has a website devoted to space weather and education, and it talks about lots of interesting stuff, including space weather, the sun and solar activity, geomagnetic activity, and other topics, including radio communication. The website is sws.bom.gov.au. So that's Sierra Whiskey Sierra dot Bravo Oscar Mike dot Golf Oscar Victor dot Alpha Uniform. This page presents you with current space weather conditions updated every 5 minutes, and there's a menu to other pages dealing with various space weather topics. In summary, these pages provide you with interesting information to learn or to brush up on all about space weather, and especially how it impacts on us as radio operators. That website again, sws.bom.gov.au.
Something we've offered at Perth Tech previously was practical workshops on the Sunday morning, and these proved popular and well attended. These workshops are of particular interest to newcomers to amateur radio and for those wishing to grow or share their knowledge of a particular aspect of the hobby. We're planning to do the same this time around, depending, of course, on demand and the availability of presenters to conduct a workshop. What sort of workshop would interest you? We have no idea what they will be at this stage, and your input will help us to decide. So, here's how you can help. Go to the Perth Tech webpage at vk6.net website and check on the workshop's feedback item. Fill out the simple form. It'll ask who you are and for your email address, and then provides a free text field for Sunday workshop suggestions. Please keep your suggestions brief, and you can suggest up to 3 topics. Remember, you're suggesting a topic, not writing a book. As an incentive, we'll give a free Perth Tech entry to a lucky winner drawn from the list of people making suggestions. You're limited to 1 entry only. That web address again? vk6.net, and select the Perth Tech tab from the menu bar.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network and online. This is News West from VK6 ARN.
Amateur radio clubs play an important role in maintaining and growing the hobby. It's in clubs that newcomers learn how to kickstart their hobby, where amateurs get together to share information, build stuff, participate in activities, and have fun. People outside of clubs, especially newcomers to the hobby, are looking for ways to meet other amateurs and to learn stuff, so now's a good time for your club to strut its stuff. The News West cycle of weekly themes includes a club focus episode, where the programme is handed over to clubs to promote, brag, educate and include the amateur community. There's a couple of reasons for this. Your club benefits from promoting its existence and what it does. Other clubs and individuals benefit from hearing about your activities and your sharing of what's been going on. The team here at News West will hand over 100% of the programme time, that's the full 30 minutes, to clubs in the Club Focus edition. All you, the clubs, need to do is to feed News West with audio recordings or text, and we'll glue it together. You give us 30 minutes worth, that's what goes to air. You give us 5 minutes worth, and we'll fill it up with something else. So, it's over to you. For Club Focus next weekend, please get your audio to us by noon Friday or earlier if you're sending text for us to record. Send it as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
Thanks for listening. You're a steady bunch of supporters, and thanks for that. Our callback numbers have remained pretty stable at between 140 to 150 per week on callbacks for the last several years. Of course, there's been the occasional dip, but the numbers settle back to form pretty quickly. We've copped a bit of criticism for some of the news items we've run. In fact, we've been singled out for some pretty shabby treatment by a few people because of the stand we've taken against the shabby actions taken by people who think that they're defending the Wireless Institute. We've made it patently clear on many occasions that we at News West, and I personally, are not anti-WIA. Rather, we've been vocal in criticising those people, especially those holding prominent positions in the Institute, who abuse the trust given them by bullying and victimisation of those that they don't like. If you thought that we'd gone quiet on those people abusing their power and privilege because of criticism we've received for doing so, I can tell you that you're so wrong. The reason we've gone quiet on that subject is that the poor behaviours have stopped. Perhaps they stopped because News West shone a light in their dark little corners. We can only hope that this is true. I'd like to conclude by saying that when we expose those behaviours, we don't only bark out loud on air. I've had conversations with the President of the Wireless Institute of Australia, conversations by phone and by email. He knows what's going on. We know what's going on. And when there's bad behaviours, I'll report it.
Greetings once again, Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline, the 20th of March, 2022. Neil is still into his challenge of trying to pick up a Kenwood TS830 mic. This radio has AM mode. He's looking for one, bit of a challenge. He doesn't know whether there's any out there or about. Fairly rare radio. If you can help Neil with his Kenwood TS830 mic, please contact him by email. His address is kenwood520@hotmail.com. I spell Kilo Echo November Whiskey Oscar Oscar Delta, figures 520@hotmail.com. He would love to hear from you and get hold of that TS830 Kenwood. Next item comes from Clive, VK6CSW, has a Shure microphone, a model 450 desk microphone, almost identical to the 444 Delta, and asking $50 for that. It's a bit of a bargain, selling presently online $425. Item two is a mains transformer, 240 volt input to 115 volt output at 1 kilowatt, and made in the USA, clean condition but somewhat cosmetically scruffy, $25. There's a Micronta Delta FET. It's Fox Echo Tango analog meter, 22 switch ranges, AC-DC, 1,000 volts max, and sensitivity to 10 mega ohms. AC sensitivity is 10,000 ohms per volt. And for more details on that, but if you'd like that Micronta FET meter, it's going for $25, good value at that. Please contact Clive for all those items by email. His email address, Charlie Sierra Wallace. I will say again, Charlie Sierra Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima India Sierra at hotmail.com. Charlie Sierra Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima India Sierra at hotmail.com. And that, I think, is about all for this week. We'll just have a quick scan down here. VK6 Uniform Sierra had a FT60 dual band handheld, $15. Also has a FT70 Bravo dual band handheld, $15. A Digitech Marine handheld radio, $15. A 2-meter antenna, $20. A 70-centimeter antenna, $20. $75 for the lot if you want to buy it as a package, or if you would like to contact Anthony, VK6 Uniform Sierra, for further details, please do so. 0488-063-856. 0488-063-856. And if you have any items for next week's broadcast, please contact me by email. VictorKilo6XRayVictor@bigpond.com is the address. VictorKilo6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. Until then, hope all's going well for you and your camp. In case you didn't notice, the date stamp at the head of this segment was last week's date. And as we're into recycling, I thought we'd recycle it because it didn't go to air last week. Because of tardiness on my behalf, I was busily picking myself up off the ground after nearly having a recycling event on my running myself over again. Didn't quite manage it this time, which is very good. So here we are with this week's helpline for the 27th of March, which is exactly the same as last week. So as we are into disposals and recycling of pre-owned loved equipment here, I thought I'd do the same with the segment. So if you're looking for any item and would like to contact me, do so. The address for the recycling department is VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com, otherwise known as Helpline. If you have any items we're looking for or may like to recycle to another good home, please give me a call. Roy, VK6XRayVictor from the Helpline Recycling Department, now off and clear. Cheers. Good morning.
And we just reminded you that next week is Club Focus, where we invite all amateur radio groups in Western Australia to strut their stuff. A couple of groups forgot to send in an item last time, so you've got nearly a week to make sure that you don't miss out again. Noon Friday is our deadline. Thanks to Stuart for his story. How about more of you having a go at telling your little stories? It's your news after all. Thanks to the broadcasters and all those who maintain repeaters and linking networks. Thanks to the studio team this week, Mike, Roy, Andrew and the guest reporter, Stuart. I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer. Please stick around for callbacks or go to vk6.net to register your callback and feedback online. Then you know what comes next. Get on air and make some noise.